93 KHJ American Samoa's Best Music Mix. Last couple of days and for most of the week, we have been working with Reggie Meredith as part of a collaboration. Reggie, of course, is teaching SPED teachers a University of Hawaii creative writing class. And the class is writing some short stories. Some of these are really nice. And there's 19 students in the class. So we're going to read a story now by one of Reggie's students. This is done by Richard Ripley, and it is called A Tale of Two Trees. So here we go. This is Richard Ripley's short story entitled Tale of Two Trees. Once upon a little island, there lived two trees. One was a strong palm tree named New and a hibiscus tree named Aute. They were close friends. On this island made of rocks and sand, New and Aute were the only two that lived there. New and Aute talked every day to each other on everything under the sun. New would tell Aute what he can see far away in the distance, and Aute would tell New about the little things about their island. They were so involved in the day-to-day conversation about everything. Day in and day out, New and Aute would talk and talk until the sun set. Weeks passed and months went by. They began to grow. New began to grow taller and stronger, while Aute bloomed and grew fuller, wilder, and fairly beautiful herself. One morning, New, feeling lonely and bored, asked Aute what the weather's going to be like for the day. Waiting for a response, and New began to, so tall and majestic as he was, could barely hear Aute's voice. Aute tried her best to have her voice heard, but New was so tall and high up. Days went by, and New could not hear Aute's voice. Feeling lonely and out of touch, New grew to ignore Aute, but deep down, New wished he could hear her voice. Remembering past stories, New missed telling stories with Aute, and he wished he could speak to her again. The following morning, New saw a storm brewing beyond the horizon. He did not think much of it. The storm got more bigger and more powerful. New began to feel the winds pick up. Swoosh and sway, and he began to swoosh and sway more and more. The skies grew darker, and the waves began crashing really hard onto the island. Crash! New could barely see Aute with all the wind and rain swept in his eyes. Fearing for his friend's safety, he decided to protect Aute from this horrible storm. Swaying in the hurricane force winds, New twisted and turned his trunk with all his might in the strong winds. Swinging violently back and forth, he tweaked and turned himself to protect Aute. New finally was able to twist and wrap his trunk all the way around between Aute and the crashing waves. But this time he could not hold on. The strong force of the hurricane winds uprooted and toppled New. Thump and thud. As the waves smashed over New's strong, lean trunk, he now lay between the roaring ocean waves and his friend Aute. In New's mind, this was all he could do for his friend, and he prayed for their safety. Finally, he heard Aute's voice coming through the howling wind, and she cried out, "Oh, New, I have missed you, and now I am happy to see you once again." "Oh, Aute," New cried, "why have you not answered me when I called out to you so many times?" Aute looked at New and answered, "I called to you every time you spoke my name. I was there with you all the time, but you grew so tall, you could not hear me. I could hear you every time you called out to me." New felt very happy and sad at the same time. "Aute, I'm so sorry. I did not know. It looks like we are together again, seeing each other eye to eye." Weathering the storm together, New began to tell stories with Aute like they'd done before. Through the howling winds and roaring waves, the two friends were crying of how they missed each other and were hanging on to every word as if it were their last. Finally, the storm subsided and the sky opened up. The dark clouds rolled away and the sun once again shone over the wind-tattered island. There, the two friends lay next to each other, side by side, closer and determined never to be far from each other again. The moral of the story? Although you grow up together with someone, you might be close, like right next to each other, but it does not necessarily mean growing up knowing each other. Never take for granted who is right in front of you. And this short story, entitled A Tale of Two Trees, has been written by Richard Ripley and read for you today here on 93 KHJ.